Growing Guilt by Cindy Berg. After 30 days nestled between damp paper towels and a plastic baggie in our refrigerator, the seeds are ready. These tiny specks must have received a special blessing from the friend who gave them to me, because like magic, nearly all of them sprout. The year before, I'd only gotten 2 to grow. I am amazed. So many babies. I give half of them away to new homes. Weeks go by and I separate the remaining seedlings into 3 pots. Each plant has 5 leaves when I notice little orange dots in the sunniest planter. Could it be? No. Google identifies the spots as aphids. I mist the pests with alcohol, then rinse with water. The leaves develop dark spots and wrinkles, while the aphids multiply like not-so-cute bunnies. 2 days later, I spot tiny yellow, white, and black striped creatures crawling around the sunny planter box. I am thrilled. My husband squishes aphids with his fingers, releasing orange goo. He breaks down cobwebs and shoos spiders elsewhere. The caterpillars multiply. I learned monarch butterflies prefer to lay just 1 egg per milkweed plant to ensure the caterpillar has enough of its one and only food to fuel its exponential growth. This planter has 12 tiny plants, the largest just 5 inches tall, and 2 dozen caterpillars. We relocate half the caterpillars to the shadier planters. All the caterpillars are busy chomping leaves for a couple days. Then some start heading elsewhere, to the outside of the planter or the surrounding patio walls. It looks suicidal, but we see they need a stable surface to shimmy out of their too tight skins. After each shedding, the caterpillars are more black and less yellow. Their antennae grow longer, their front appendages become more claw-like, their mouths get bigger, and the piles of green poop they leave behind really start to pile up. By some mystery, milkweed and monarch's fates are tied together. Yet it is hard to see what might be in it for the milkweeds, who are getting chewed up and pooped on, rooted in place. Is pollination worth such a heavy price? The planters are becoming filthy little graveyards, with hungry ghosts gnawing on the tombstones marking what was once alive. The survival rate for monarch caterpillars is low, less than 10%. Every day, I see an adult monarch bop across our yard. It sounds crazy, but I swear she is checking on her young, and my joy is tempered with a sense of responsibility. I planted those milkweeds. How was she to know that they were too immature to provide a proper home for her young? We take another census, 39 maniacally hungry caterpillars. I bring home a full-grown milkweed bush, 3 feet tall, as well as a honeysuckle and climbing jessamine to provide shelter for when the time to cocoon arrives. The mouths keep eating, endlessly hungry. I've done all I can, I tell the monarch as she flutters overhead. Now please, go lay the rest of your eggs elsewhere.